Colombia is the biggest U.S. aid recipient in Latin America. Most of the money, an estimated $4 billion since 2000, has gone to fund Plan Colombia, which helps fight the largely drug-financed Colombian insurgency. President Uribe says the effort is working and stresses the government is making gains. But a scandal has erupted that has prompted many majority Democrats in the U.S. Congress to question pouring so much money into a country that remains the world's largest producer of cocaine. The scandal links several of Mr. Uribe's allies to paramilitary commanders accused of atrocities before they struck a peace deal with the government. The Uribe administration says the ties were discovered during an official probe and those guilty are being punished. Before embarking on his Latin American tour, President Bush told Colombian television that President Uribe is handling the issue well, that he is a strong leader and retains the confidence of the United States. Cynthia Arnson of Washington's Wilson Center, the author of several books on Colombia, says President Uribe is undoubtedly the Bush administration's closest ally in Latin America.
But President Bush goes has this visit with President Uribe when there is a very large political cloud, hanging over his head. And I think that both presidents will try to, manage the spin to keep the spotlight away from the scandal having to do with paramilitary influence in the Congress and in the security services.
In addition to his meeting with the Colombian leader, President Bush will take part in events designed to show the U.S. commitment goes beyond counter-narcotics. While in Bogota, he will meet with a group of Afro-Colombians who have taken part in U.S.-run education programs. He will also get a briefing on efforts to get farmers to grow alternative crops. About 20,000 police will be involved in providing security for the president's visit, which will last less than 7 hours. He travels to Colombia from Uruguay, where he held talks with President Tabaré Vázquez that focused largely on trade. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Montevideo, Uruguay.